Welcome to your five for today. When I was growing up, there used to be a soft drinks manufacturing company known as Corona. There were a number of flavours, and it was generally known as Corona Pop. I have no idea if it is still in existence, and if it is, then the coronavirus epidemic may have reduced it to bankruptcy. It's a bit like a firm of beer manufacturers who had the name Corona, and when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, the sales plummeted as people decided to avoid the drink. In both cases, there was no danger of contracting coronavirus from such beverages, but the name alone was enough to discourage people from purchasing the drinks. What's in a name? Nothing really, but the association was enough to put people off and discourage them from purchasing. In the famous Asterix comics, which feature an ancient Gaul, the former name of France, who seems to single-handedly take on the might of the Roman Empire, there is a character named Coronavirus. It is found in the 2017 comic called Asterix and the Chariot Race. It is hard to imagine where the compiler could have discovered and come up with such a name. Today that name has struck terror into the hearts and minds of many people, and the illness behind the name has caused the death of multitudes of people. What's in a name? Nothing really, but the name represents something that can be frightening and induce deep fear. There is a 49-year-old lady living in Oldham in Lancashire, and her name was the subject of many jokes as she grew up. When she was born, her parents had difficulty deciding on a name. They were torn between naming their delightful offspring Catherine or Sarah. They toyed with the two names for days and simply could not decide which to choose. In the end, they compromised and named her Corona. It was a name with unintended consequences. She has been subject all her life to jokes based on the Corona beer company, but since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, she has faced an intensity of comments. On a number of occasions, cold callers have phoned and asked, "Is that the virus?" She says making restaurant bookings is a total nightmare, as people think she is given a false name. She is a civil servant, and regularly gets statements said to her, like, "As if I'm going to listen to somebody named after a virus." What's in a name? Nothing except what that name represents. For this lady, she has a fairly philosophical outlook, though at times she must feel severely tried and frustrated. She says, "At least no one will ever forget me." Long ago, God spoke to Mary and Joseph about the son to be born and said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." What's in a name? In this case, it is everything. The name Jesus means Saviour, and that describes the work he came to accomplish on earth. He led a blameless life only to be falsely accused and nailed to a cross at Calvary. He died to be our Saviour. The punishment deserved by mankind for sin was taken by Jesus, and all who believe in him will be saved. Indeed, the Bible makes it clear, there is no other name under heaven given to people through whom we can be saved. Jesus was unique and did a wonderful work for us, and when we know him personally in our lives, we are changed forever and can look forward to the glory of heaven. What's in a name? As the hymn writer stated, "Jesus, the name to sinners dear, the name to sinners given, it scatters all their guilty fear and turns their hell to heaven." May that be true for all of us. God bless you, and thank you for listening.